My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
You may see a play Thursday night designed by Taylor Swift. Is that something you as a head coach would deploy if you had the opportunity?
If it's a good play, I mean, what is it, the annexation of Puerto Rico?
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen!
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I was in your neck of the woods, Courtney, and I found a place that the mac and cheese, whoo, slap shoot. Is that what the kids say? Slap.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox. Uh-huh.
So I couldn't see the reflection. Everything looked copacetic from my angle.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny, please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
Can we get Shime to draw up a play and give it to Mayo to see if they actually use it?
See if they would use it.
Like the Taylor Swift play.
Yes. Shime. Right.
So you better start thinking about some stuff.
All right, I'm a big fan of the dagger concept.
Okay.
Now,
sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passive judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill! Greg Hill! Show! All right.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What do you? Coach, reminder, football season.
Yep.
We get here early so we can tape Boomer Esiason for the show.
Boomer's live. What are you talking about?
You live in the city now, so it would be helpful if you could arrive in time for us to tape Boomer. I don't know what happened this morning.
Let me write that down. Taking receipts.
I believe.
Put that in a pocket.
Did I not send a reminder, like the fifth reminder, to the group chat yesterday?
I know on Monday, Ken said Boomer tomorrow, and you reminded everybody, no, that's actually Wednesday.
Okay.
And then, so we all knew it was Wednesday.
I think I sent a separate reminder. If there's another way to reach you.
No, I'm a creature of habit. I forgot.
Do you respond better to smoke signals?
That might be a little bit better.
There we go.
I know you can respond with one if necessary.
I'm a creature of habit, man. I always thought Boom was on Wednesday. Luckily, I had something to do this morning. I would have been really late.
So Boomer is on Mondays normally.
Yeah, so
this is the first
day
in advance of the first week of the NFL season because everything gets underway finally tomorrow night.
Can I just defend Wiggy briefly?
Yes.
I'm looking back at our group text thread.
Yes.
And you did send a reminder yesterday morning at 12:27. But we got
yesterday afternoon, 12:27.
I'm sorry, yes, it was afternoon. For me, 12:27 is basically night. immediately after that, Ken sent August ratings information.
Yes.
And I feel like that kind of stole the limelight.
Oh.
Because.
Yeah. I missed that.
Yeah. Adults in August. So men and women, 25-54.
The month of August?
Yes.
The entire month.
That would be 4 weeks usually in a month.
Okay.
This morning show was number one.
Number one?
In the market.
Number
one. With a 9.3 share of all adults in the age range of 25 to 54.
Wow. My Lord.
What up, adults?
I know it's early.
Right.
But thank you. You incredible people have embraced this program. And we cannot thank you enough for that.
Yeah.
That's extraordinary. Curtis, thank you for sharing that information.
Well, it is my pleasure. And I think Jermaine Wiggins is a huge part of that. And I don't think we should beat up the guy because he's usually here first in the morning.
No, that's fine. That's
correct.
Or Courtney's here first, but then Wiggy.
Yes.
I just forgot.
Thank you. Thank you. I do believe that I am being set up right at the start of the show by Wiggy because he is somehow it appears he has passed stolen property on to me. And to everybody else in the room
What are you talking about, Mike?
The first thing I walk in this morning and Wiggy says, he pulls out of a brown paper bag, which is an indication that something is not right.
I'm trying to help you out, man.
Some sort of illegal television viewing device. I don't know what this thing is.
That thing is perfectly legal.
The watch on 4K streaming box.
It's an early Christmas gift.
Okay,
for football season.
Did it fall out of somebody's trunk?
I don't remember.
You don't remember how it happened?
I'm just the middleman.
Okay.
Giving you a Christmas gift.
I mean, I appreciate it. I don't know who's going to install it for me. I guess maybe I could ask Lindsay.
All you got to do is plug it in. It'd be real easy.
And can we get this out of the way early, too? Because I don't know, Courtney, if Greg talked to you about this. But the Lindsay homemade pickle dish?
Oh.
It's cucumbers.
Oh, sorry. Cucumbers.
Courtney asked me about it this morning.
Yeah.
This is my breakfast. If you're watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube, good morning. Hello. Thank you. And you can see my breakfast made for me by DMs. And we're going healthy in the fall. I don't know if anybody knows, but we're going to start off every day with this little cucumber mix. Sliced cucumbers, some onion, some soy sauce, and some sesame seeds.
All right. I love cucumbers, too.
I do, too, but in the morning with soy sauce, I don't know if I could.
I mean, very healthy.
Yeah, that it's looks fit boy fall for Gregory.
Did the man die? He did.
It's actually big dog season.
Right, isn't it?
Really? Yeah. So it's bulking season?
Where are my big dogs at?
Big dog season. I don't know. I mean, I'm surprised you haven't seen the big dog challenge.
No.
I put it up yesterday, but I got
love you, Greg. You know you're my dog.
I put it up yesterday, but I got the new big dog challenge because I had a little wrinkle to it.
Okay.
Come on, Coco.
I love that you're having that for breakfast, but you're going to be at Ocean Prime in 6 hours.
Well, I mean, I start off every day, Curtis, with the best of intentions.
Right.
I really do.
Make it a day.
Unfortunately, as the day goes on, the outlook gets worse. But I do my best to try. I start every day.
With a beautiful walk today.
It was cold this morning, though.
Little brisk.
50s this morning, which is depressing, Curtis.
Hey, you know what? It's depressing until we get football. Because having football back, especially with the Red Sox literally puking on their shoes, it makes it all a little bit easier to tolerate.
That's four in a row, if you're keeping track. When it comes to losses for the Boston Red Sox.
I think we stopped keeping track of a while ago.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Alex Cora is doing his best. I heard him post-game last night trying to get everybody interested. And talking about how you have 3 weeks left of the season and you have a prime opportunity here because those that they are competing against when it comes to that last wild card spot are not playing well. So now is really the time, Curtis. Now's the time to seize the moment, in case you were wondering when it was. With 3 weeks left in the season, now is the time to seize the moment.
I'm not good at many things, but I'm trying to be better at saying I was wrong. And Wiggy, and your take about Alex Cora, you are right.
Appreciate it.
We all blamed the front office every year for the swoons in the second half. Now this year, Cora gets a 3-year, $21 million extension. They bring in a couple relievers. And once again, Cora's team is falling apart. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sorry, if this is Bill Belichick, if this is Joe Mazzulla, if this is Montgomery, it's on the coach.
It can't be, because it's the arms, it's the bullpen arms. What is he can't go in and perform arm replacement surgery.
Okay, then I mean, why do we give him credit when they win?
Thank you.
You get Crawford last night. What do you go? Six innings, which, Wiggy, you love that. Gave up two, right? I mean, am I right on that? Six pitched, gave up two runs.
Yeah.
It's the bullpen, Curtis, over and over and over again on this team. And I get it. Wiggy might be right in some way, shape, or form, but I don't know what he's supposed to do when they don't have the arms to finish these games.
So then this is fine. Next year, when they're 10 games over 500 in the first half, nobody should credit Cora. Because you can't, it's either or. Either he doesn't get credit when they win, or he gets credit when they win and blame when they lose.
I mean, I don't know what the issue is with Devers. I hate to judge anybody early, but that deal, that whatever the number is, $30 million a year. Wait, is it 30 or is it 35? Whatever it is, at some point you have to wonder, is he the guy? Like, when it comes to definitely August and September. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a rough month, or he had a rough month of August, but he also carried the team in July. I mean, it's just, at no other point of my fan-watching Boston sports experience has there been a guy who was able to get credit for success and no blame when they lose. And to me, it's just fair. You give him credit and you give him blame. Or you just don't ever talk about him. One or the other.
Well, Curtis, you would have loved this. I don't know if you were in for my Alex Cora, John Farrell comparison.
I was not. I can't wait to hear
for
it.
For the month of September, you know.
He's got the notebook out.
I deep dive into my notebook here.
I love that.
I tend to write a lot of things down, yes, because sometimes the CTE kicks in a little quickly, yeah, right?
And the government can't steal your documents that aren't in the cloud.
That is true. My grandfather said write it down and you can take it with you.
Well, also, when you, I don't know if you know this or not, but when you write something down, you tend to remember it better. That's why I'm often ridiculed, old man style, for writing out what we're doing on the show every single day prior to doing the show. But it's a proven fact from science,
right,
that if you write something out, you will remember it.
Well, so I write it out. Thank you very much. Curtis, you're going to love this. Both of them, Farrell and Cora, 5 seasons. This is just the month of September records.
Wow.
Alex Cora's record for September, 72-83 in 5 seasons, 11 games under 500. Your boy Farrell, 80-52, 28 games above 500. So we were talking about just the question of, because Greg likes to bring it up, the manager and how important he is to the organization. And I'm sometimes like, well, you know, can't you get, you know, nowadays they use an AI to put in lineup cards. So if you're going to give Cora credit, which he's done a good job with this team, especially first half of the seasons, you got to then say, well, when the team falls apart in the second half of the season, some of that has to be on the manager. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't. Yeah. He gets and listen, he's done a great job, but he gets the biggest pass. Any other coach, Curtis is right, any other coach, we would be, even the great Bill Belichick, we were crushing for missing the playoffs, what, 2 years in a row?
And specifically, I brought up how his record after Thanksgiving had fallen off the map.
Yeah.
So it's You just can't do it where you give him credit and no blame. That doesn't make sense.
Are we going to, at some point this morning, play passive-aggressive Bill Belichick talking about the who this team retained?
Does anybody want to still continue the nonsensical narrative that Bill Belichick didn't pay attention to what people were saying about him?
I got to tell you, I love passive-aggressive Bill Belichick. Yeah. It's my favorite thing currently.
I love it.
Although my other favorite thing is the 12-page document from the PR firm that explains how Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are going to break up in 3 weeks.
Fake news.
That's my other favorite thing.
That
this
is
morning.
Fake news.
Oh, really?
Is that
fake news?
Yeah.
Somebody went out of their way to create a 15-page document just for social media likes.
Well, we only really saw 2 pages of it
from a PR agency. Somebody's faking that whole thing.
Yes,
just happens to be Travis Kelce's PR agency.
And there's no way. And Travis Kelce's PR agency said this was not us.
I'm sure they did.
People
always say it's not us when the evidence is presented.
Wow. So there's whispers out there.
They're not whispers.
Okay.
This thing has about 3 weeks left.
All right. Yes.
The standing on one leg.
All right. I want all ones, Courtney, my $500.
Yeah. Nope.
I want all ones.
Well, we got a lot to get to on this morning's show, including our leads coming up in 10 minutes. At 6:25, and then they said it at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will definitely talk about what Tom Brady said is best for rookie quarterbacks when it comes to starting week number one. So you can add him to the discussion on Drake May and Jacoby Brissett-Wiggy, and we'll get to that. And the rest of They Said It at 7, the news with Courtney at 7:30, and then we mentioned it at the start of the show, but Boomer Esiason is back, and we will talk all things NFL in advance of game one of the season tomorrow night with Boomer Esiason coming up at 8 on this morning's show. If you want to be on, you can call 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. And here is Courtney to start us off with an update on what is trending this morning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Pats signed offensive tackle Caleb Jones to the team's practice squad yesterday. At 6'9", 370 pounds, Jones initially signed to the Packers practice squad in 2022 before he was waived last week. But a big boy right there.
Yeah, he's a big one.
The Sox drop another one to the Mets, 7-2, the final on the road. Cutter Crawford went 6 innings, giving up 2 runs on 1 hit while striking out 8. Last one with the Mets tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Tanner Houck getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. At the U.S. Open, Francis Tiafoe and Taylor Fritz set up an All-American semifinals at the U.S. Open with wins yesterday, guaranteeing the United States a man in the title match at the country's Grand Slam tournament for the first time in 18 years.
Oh.
Those two friends will face off on Friday. If you are a TikToker, you know Taylor Fritz quite well because you follow his girlfriend, Morgan.
Oh, okay.
She's big on the TikTok, big influencer,
is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever been to the U.S. Open?
I have never been. I was thinking the other day, I've been to most of the exciting major sporting events. Multiple Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Couple. I saw the Red Sox win the series in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah. That 2004.
NBA Finals.
You were in Vancouver.
I was on the ice in Vancouver with the Stanley Cup along with Whitey Bulger when the Bruins won it all up there.
Whoa.
But I've been to the Masters.
Oh.
I've been to the Kentucky Derby.
Wow.
But I've never been to the U.S. Open, so I think I would like to go.
Yeah, I want to go for a Honey Deuce. That's their drink.
That's New York, right?
Yeah.
Flushing. I would say this. I went to that once.
Yeah.
Picture the seaport, but somehow more pretentious.
Really? That's in Queens?
It's right near the old. It's right near City Field.
Okay.
The Mets area.
It's at Arthur Ashe, right?
But that is
center court.
That is science.
You're right.
Science has determined that is the most popular drink at any sporting event anywhere, right? Yeah. The Honey Deuce?
Yep.
And it's just melon, like melon balls?
Yeah, the honeydew melon. Okay. And they put the little balls to look like tennis balls.
I see. Wow.
And I think they have some honeydew juice in it. Okay. Vodka, I believe, okay. is the alcohol right. of choice in the drink.
More popular than the Arnold Palmer?
More popular even than the mint julep at Churchill Downs.
All right.
Most popular drink in American sport, the honey juice.
I've seen a lot of TikToks when speaking of food at the U.S. Open. They have a chicken tender dish that costs $100.
Really?
Oh, wow. At the U.S. Open.
What
comes with a dish of caviar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you
tenders with caviar.
Yeah, you put the caviar on top of the chicken tenders.
I don't know, the caviar is seafood, so I don't eat that, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Any sauce? Any dipping sauce?
Well, they have creme fraiche that they put on it, but that's it. Yeah.
And the helps tears.
Creme fraiche, known to the rest of us as sour cream. But you can charge $100 for a dish if it has creme fraiche in it.
All day, every day, chicken nugget.
Correct.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
All right.
The Columbus Blue Jackets are inviting fans to a vigil tonight to honor Johnny and Matthew Gaudreau. The vigil will be at 7:30 outside Nationwide Arena. The vigil will include brief remarks from the Blue Jackets organization as well as a 13-21 time of silent remembrance, reflecting the number 13 that Johnny wore with the Blue Jackets, the Flames, and of course BC, and the number 21 that Matthew wore at BC. In Timeout Market, nestled in the Fenway, is your destination every Sunday in August for Noche Latina. Every Sunday night at 6 p.m., DJ Snacks will spin the hottest Latina beats. Timeout Market is the Fenway's largest salsa and bachata dance party. Don't miss the fun. Visit timeoutmarketboston.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
I hate to interrupt. I just want to set the record straight just for the rest of the show. I want us to get on the right foot here.
Okay.
Courtney,
what you're trying to do is get off on the wrong foot.
Nope.
I know you very well.
Nope.
You are about to correct Courtney Cox.
Yes,
I know that voice.
All right.
What is your issue?
It is Francis Tiafo, not Typho.
Oh, well.
Okay. My apologies.
All good. No. Oh. I just wanted to let her know.
Oh, that's a good correction.
I used him in a lead a couple weeks ago. That's why I know. All right. So. All
right. Tiafo.
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 My apologies.
All right. Yep. You're apologized.
Yes.
All right.
I have really shocking news for you, Greg.
Yes.
The people that predicted record-breaking Atlantic hurricane season with dozens of tropical storms maybe even need a second list of hurricane names were all wrong. A story that you won't see on the front page like you did in July and June when they were predicting this. Shockingly, meteorologists say it's actually not going to be a very active September of hurricanes.
Oh, all right. Well, that's good.
So the very people that are telling you to change every element of your life because you're creating hurricane season are just quietly on page C32 telling you today we're actually not going to get walloped by hurricanes.
Speaking of that, at some point this morning, are we going to get to what are we doing and discover the latest everyday item that we all use that is now being targeted by those who want to save the planet, Curtis?
Yes. When you sent me this story yesterday, I was unable to fall asleep last night. I was so excited to talk about the absurdity.
Okay.
It is 55 degrees right now in Boston. No hurricanes nearby. Beautiful afternoon high approaching 80.
Our leads coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And, of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is Alex Cora post-game. Last night, Sox have lost four in a row. They will try to avoid the sweep this evening and then make their way back home to friendly Fenway. And Wiggy has it all on Alex Cora, not on any of the bullpen guys or on the chief baseball officer or on the ownership group who did not very much at the trade deadline. It is all on the manager of this baseball team when it comes to where Wiggy assigns players.
Yeah, I would say throw it on the manager and the players. You want to throw the players into that? All right, I'll give you that. But I'm not putting anything on the front office. I mean, they did what they were supposed to do this year. Granted, it might not have been anything flashy. But how do you go from having a team, like it seems like 3 years in a row, that plays pretty well during the first half of the season, and then all of a sudden in the second half of the season just continues to be one of the worst teams in baseball?
Yeah. I mean, it was my life. Those of you who are not of my advanced age don't remember, but this is the way it used to be all the time. It used to be that in August and September, they stunk.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the outlook is. I guess you have some great prospects. So Roman Anthony Curtis, guys, number two when it comes to Baseball America's top 100 prospects. Got Marcelo Mayer. There's guys that are... The future, I guess, is bright, Curtis.
But this is going to be similar to what we hear from a former coach, and they said it. But why are we giving Breslow credit for any of this? I mean, this farm system is entirely Dombrowski and Heim Bloom's.
Yeah, Heim Bloom. Heim Bloom has like six guys in the top 27 Baseball America prospects.
Right.
So thanks, Heim.
And the other
appreciate
thing
it.
Is, it's remarkable how mediocre this team is. They are one game over 500. They have played 139 games, and they have scored the identical number of the runs they have allowed. They have a zero run differential. Like, that is the definition of a mediocre baseball team at this stage.
And for me, it'll be the offseason. I'll get on board and going after the front office, if this offseason with some of these young players, they don't make a significant move when it comes to potentially signing some high-level elite players in the offseason.
You have to. You know, starting pitching and a legit righty bat.
Yeah, and they got money, and let's see. If they don't do anything this offseason, then you could say that, especially knowing that, okay, the clock really starts this offseason with Alex Cora in his 3 years.
Where's the twitcher who goes, who do you want, Greg? Name a player. I'd be delighted with Pete Alonso. We talked about it.
I go Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Okay,
yes.
Fine.
Have to trade for him.
But that's
fine. I would give up Casas and one of the middle infielders that you have excellent depth in, and then give him 5 years, $200 million.
I would do it all day long.
Or whatever, 250, whatever the hell it is. I would do that in a second.
Well, the Red Sox remain 4.5 out when it comes to that final wild card spot, and we will see what happens tonight.
Greg, what did Kevin Millar say?
What?
Don't let us win today.
Why not us? What?
Don't let us win today.
We're idiots. Why not us? Don't let us win tonight. 7:10
first pitch.
Right
pre-game
here.
With Coop at 6:10.
Okay, pregame 6:10 right here on WEEI and all across the Shaws and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network and, of course, on the Odyssey app. And listen to every single Red Sox game over the next 3 weeks. And should they make it to the postseason, on the Odyssey app. Shime? Let us get right to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
All right. Sean, interesting choice by you. How do you know Styx?
Well, so I know
right
them
in my wheelhouse. That's in my 80s wheelhouse.
So I know them from their hit song, Sail Away.
Yes. Come Sail Away?
Yes, Come Sail Away. And I was looking for
Cartman's
a song
Cartman's version
today.
Is better, by the way, of Come Sail Away.
Okay, cool.
I want the Cartman version of Come Sail Away as a rejoin this morning.
Okay, sounds good. Okay. So I was just looking for a version, or a song in particular, that would, be from Wiggy's point of view when it comes to the Boston Red Sox. You're fooling yourself if you ever believed in this team. And so that one was for my man, Jermaine Wiggins.
Excellent.
Appreciate it.
Excellent. All right, time for our leads. Shime, you go first this morning. Hello.
Hello, Greg. Yesterday, the Edmonton Oilers and Leon Draisaitl signed an 8-year contract extension worth $112 million. Mm. That's a $14 million AAV. So for any Bruins fans who were hoping and praying that they'd eventually get Leon Draisaitl, that was immediately nixed yesterday, and that's exactly why they spent all this money this past offseason on guys like Elias Lindholm and Nikita Zadorov, because they knew that more likely than not, Leon Draisaitl was going to stay in Edmonton. They were never going to let him go because their entire team revolves around Draisaitl and Connor McDavid. And so what the Bruins are trying to do is they're trying to win. Their guys are starting to get healthy. Jeremy Swayman was on the ice for practice yesterday.
Very
so that's big news.
Encouraging to see him there.
Very much so. Yeah. Brad Marchand seems to be healthy. We may even hear from him today, and they said it. And it seems as though things are looking up for your Boston Bruins. I'm excited for the season. They're just, starting to get ready right now. And I believe they need to make a push this year, though. Like, you need to be in the East Finals and competing for a Stanley Cup.
Okay.
It can't be anything less than that at this point. Okay. We've suffered too much. That's where you need to be.
Marchand, it appears, had 3 different off-season surgeries.
Oh, so man. He played the entire season last season with, like, an injured elbow.
Yeah. So he's ready to go. Like a tendon thing. Like
correct.
A serious
that he ended
thing.
Up getting surgery on.
So he's ready to go, right. And they are ready to go.
All right.
And we can't wait till they get going. So, all right, Shime, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Greg, quick show idea. At the end of each ratings period, should we release the injuries we were dealing with like the Bruins do?
Yes. Well, it's always the eye thing.
I have one today.
You do?
My left eye has been like nonstop.
Yeah. Well, don't forget, I also suffered through the vicious ear thing.
Yeah. Oof, who could forget?
You were definitely ill.
That was this particular ratings period. I had the ear thing and the eye thing.
Right.
So, everything, by the way, in case you're wondering, everything below the waist works perfectly.
All right.
I don't want to speak
modern medicine.
I don't want to speak for everyone, but we were not wondering.
Brag.
Curtis, come on.
Hey, Greg. So the big topic on the minds of NFL fans is how Tom Brady will be unable to do his job as the play-by-play voice, the lead voice of Fox, because he's no longer able to meet with the team pregame, attend their practices, or criticize officials. Let me ask you a question, Greg.
Yes.
Would you want to watch NFL Sunday with Tom Brady telling you what's going on?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody you would rather hear, maybe absent Bill Belichick, that you would want to sit and watch the biggest game of the week, have to tell you what they're watching live as it unfolds?
No, nobody.
In what way will you be precluded? Will Tom Brady be unable to do that because he doesn't meet with John Harbaugh before the game?
It doesn't matter.
It does. And you know what? I think it's better to have distance from these organizations.
Yeah.
Because then you're not buddied up with them. And who cares if they're going to tell you a trick play's coming? Like, this whole reaction, it's just madness. Tom Brady's where he is because people are interested in what Tom Brady has to say about what he watches on a football field.
It all comes from the potential equity stake in the Raiders,
right?
Correct?
So he and tell and me the last time Chris Collinsworth told you the NFL refs sucked. It doesn't happen.
Nobody likes Collinsworth. So is Brady not going, because I saw this, but I didn't really dive too deep into it. Is he not going to be like there for Friday practices and things like that, that most of the color commentary?
Yeah, right.
He's not going to be able to meet with the players because he might get inside information. He's an owner now, or he's going to be an owner. I mean, it's ridiculous.
And these people that are so sad for the poor Greg Olson, it's like, he'll be okay. he's the number two team on Fox. He's making a great living, and there are certain people that just show up and get a job. Peyton Manning and Tom Brady are those people.
What game does Tom have this week?
The Browns and the Cowboys, 425 on Fox. I have a prediction. That game may do better in Boston than the Patriots opener at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, you could be right.
Probably right.
You're right about
Definitely.
That.
I think you are probably right Ooh. About that. Let me ask you this. By mid-season, who do you think will be better at their new job? Tom Brady or Bill Belichick?
Bill Belichick.
Yeah, Bill.
Yeah.
Really?
He's already crushing it.
Yeah.
Like with Pat McAfee right now, I think every time he's on, he makes a headline. Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit more easily scripted. Like, I'm sure McAfee tells Bill, we're going to do X, Y, and Z, whereas if you're doing a live game, you don't know what's going to happen.
And then it's like, all right, let's break down this play. Bill already knows what the play is. Brady is going to be under a giant, giant microscope, especially with this coming out where people, and this is the way people think, if he's not good, then they're going to be like, well, that's because he's not able to prepare and go to practices. Because you know what those guys do. It's like, oh, yeah, I was at practice on Thursday, and I exactly seen them running that play. He's going to be under a giant, giant microscope. So
you don't think that game here Sunday is going to do a big number, Curtis?
I think it will. I mean, I hope so. But
I hope it's Patriots football. I mean, I
do a good number.
Huh?
It won't.
What?
Because
really?
Jacoby Brissett's a quarterback. Yeah, there's no interest. Mm. There's none.
But people are going to want to see him and see anything from him. I think week two is going to be a big fall off.
I think Shy might be right because you think
it's going to be all red zone, baby.
Yes, exactly.
Everybody's going to watch red zone.
People are going to be like, well, why are we going to as a Pats fan, am I going to dedicate just watching them? I'd rather go to red zone. Maybe I'm in a fantasy league. I know Courtney don't like those guys. I'm betting on other games. Yeah. I'm not going to sit there and watch the New
There's
England
like
Patriots,
seven other
Jacoby Brissett.
If you don't want to watch the Patriots, watch Red Zone.
That's what most people are going
to
be watching.
Hey, Greg, I just wanted to play this quickly in honor of Shime's lead.
Yeah.
Obscure reference, Big Daddy, Sticks. Here's the cut.
And he taught me that Sticks was one of the greatest American rock bands. And they only caught a bad rap because most critics are cynical ass
Great
well done,
movie.
Curtis. All right, we will get to Courtney's lead and Wiggy's lead and my lead coming up next. They said it coming up in about 10 minutes at 7, and we'll talk about what Tom Brady said about rookie quarterbacks and whether they ought to be starting week one.
Why? He didn't talk to J.J. McCarthy pregame.
Boomer Esiason will join us at 8 this morning, and that means that football is back. Speaking of Tom Brady and ratings, Bob says that the weather will play a role in what the Patriots rating is on Sunday. Hey, Bob.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, if it's going to be a rainy day, you'll get people staying in to watch the game. But if it's nice out the end of the summer, going to be outside.
Are you kidding me?
It's going to rain, Curtis. Ask Curtis. He's the weather smoke.
Thank you, Bob. You're a good-looking guy, I can tell.
What a bunch of fair-weather fans. How can you not be desperate to watch football on Sunday?
Yeah, because the organization, you watch other teams.
Yeah, why would you be desperate to watch an organization that clearly isn't desperate to win?
Like, this is the perfect time of year to take your family out and go do, like, your apple picking or your outdoor activities. Go for a picnic with your kids. Like,
it's
until Drake May hits the field. Those are the perfect days to do that.
Sunday is for football.
Sunday is for football.
Yeah.
But I think more people will tune in. I think they'll be watching football, but I think they'll be tuning into the red zone rather than watching the Patriots.
I think you're all talk. Like, I think when Shyam sits down on Sunday, he will be watching the Patriots.
100%. I will have to.
Yeah, I know you have
I'm saying the average person will.
Right.
But I'm saying even if you are the average person, if you're somebody who likes football and you have a team that you follow, you're going to be sitting down and watching the Patriots.
Not when that team stinks.
They'd rather watch about their fantasy team.
When that team stinks, you go right to red zone and you get caught in red zone because you're getting all, you know, you're getting all the scoring drives and that kind of thing. Who wants to sit there and watch a backup-led football team that's not very good?
Yeah. All right. Football coverage on WEEI is brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com /switch. Courtney, your lead this morning.
Oh, good morning, everybody. I do have a Taylor Swift lead.
I'm out.
There was an NFL kind of teaser that went around social media yesterday.
The trailer
yeah.
for the NFL season.
Yep.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And the response to it is a bunch of angry men screaming at the clouds. Get over it. Like, who was the biggest storyline last season? When it comes to teams, it was the Chiefs. When it comes to players, it was Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. The fact that Taylor Swift is shown, I think, 8 times throughout the teaser, 5 or 8 times.
Five times. Like, it's a minute teaser for the NFL season that they're running, and Taylor Swift is in it 5 times.
Yeah, which as she should. She was the biggest storyline throughout the season. I'm sorry that that happened to you, but this is going to be a very long season for you if you want to just, you know, die on the hill of you hate Taylor Swift. Like, Sean Stellato was in it one time, and Tommy DeVito's family.
Okay.
So, like, give me a break.
That's funny. The fact
so
that
is they, this.
The fact that Taylor Swift is in the NFL promo for the season mm-hmm. 5 times is ridiculous.
Well, yeah.
The NFL ain't stupid.
No, they're not stupid, Wiggy. And the fact that you guys just should just find something else to complain about, because it's going to be a long, miserable season for you if you just want to count how many times Taylor Swift may pop up on your screen while watching a Chiefs game.
What's the over and under for her on the Chiefs game Thursday night? I bet they show her like 7-8 times.
Yeah, probably. For the first one, too. Yeah. Okay. Right. It's just that I watched the video, and it didn't even occur to me that she was in it more than Lamar Jackson. Well, like, it doesn't matter to me.
Now we know who the new face of the NFL is.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
All right.
It is brilliant. They're not going to lose a single football fan, and they're bringing in a massive audience of
correct.
Women.
The girls from, they've never had a bigger audience of 12 to 16-year-old girls.
But we can do this later because, as always, we're behind. But are there women who started watching the NFL last season because of Taylor Swift?
Yeah, there were so many.
And they're going to be back this season?
Yes. There
are
were
they
so...
back for the game, though? Or are they back because they might see Taylor Swift?
No, I think they've become a fan of Travis Kelce through this, and then they've gotten into the game. Now, I'm not saying, and in boys, too, that maybe didn't follow football and were fans of Taylor Swift. Like, I don't think that this is a gender thing. I think a lot of women, girls, watch football without Taylor Swift. I think she's brought in a group of people that were not football fans beforehand, but there were a lot of dads, moms talking about the fact that their son or daughter was finally, you know, sitting down with them to take in a game, and it changed their relationship. This is only a good thing. And to have Taylor Swift backing your business, because bottom line, the NFL is a business. If she is in a commercial for you 5 different times, that would cost any other business millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah. Especially considering how awful the NFL has treated women when it comes to punishing players that abuse them. Having Taylor Swift be the face is not a bad thing.
Correct. And D sees it. Good point. Dolly looks great in the trailer as well. Dolly Parton killing it in the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader outfit.
All right. Thank you, Courtney. Hello, Wiggy.
All right. Good morning. So I'm going to get into this because this is kind of annoying to me, and we hear so many people talking about it, whether it's, you know, Brady and others, about the New England Patriots and Drake May. Now, I fought the battle as long as I could fight it. I throw my hands in. I know that Drake May is not going to start week 1. But I want them to stop when every time you bring up Drake May, they got to bring up, well, Aaron Rodgers, they got to bring up Jordan Love. Aaron sat behind Brett Favre. Jordan Love sat behind Aaron Rodgers. Like, I'm tired of that. You, because you know what they always say afterwards? They go, this is a bad football team. The New England Patriots are a bad young football team with young players all over the place. So, okay, guess what? The expectations are basically curb level. No one has any high expectations. We got a young football team with young guys that we want to see that's going to interest us to say, hey, is Jalen Polk, can he be the Ja'Marr Chase? Can he be our CeeDee Lamb? Can he be that? Is Drake May, can he be the next Josh Allen? Can he be the next whoever else they compare to Justin Herbert? We want to see this, and stop with this stupid narrative of letting the guy sit. When then the next thing you say is they're a bad team, right? If you're a bad team, don't you just say, let the young guys play and see what they can do?
Yeah.
and go out there and have fun.
So it's bothersome to you because they are essentially sending you the message, which is see you next season. Like, we have given up on this season.
Right. Not only that, and then you get all the NFL speaking heads going, oh, it'll be great for him. Let him sit on the bench. You know, Brady said, I sat behind Bledsoe, blah, 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 blah. No, let him sit. He'll learn so much. Yeah. Stop it. When every time we talk to anybody who's played in the NFL and we said, hey, do you get more out of actually playing and getting live reps or sitting on the bench? Everyone to a man will say, playing.
That's what Ty Law said on the show yesterday.
That's what Matt Ryan says. Yes. And I bet you that's what Tom Brady would say. Don't let him fool you with the, you know, I sat behind Bledsoe and it was like, you know, so much of a learning curve. Yep. No, Brady really didn't get the learning he needed until he started playing.
All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
We'll get to my lead in a couple of minutes and then we'll get to They Said It. Speaking of Tom Brady, as Wiggy was, what Tom Brady said about rookie quarterbacks and when they should start when we get to They Said It coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.